So here we go.
You better buckle up, Buttercup.
And a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
I want to know what's going on, and I want to know right now.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
And you two will be awesome.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
Who the hell are you?
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
And it's a beautiful day as we come to you live from the corner from 6th and Market in downtown Canton. Kenny, 74 today.
And Jose Ramirez just hit another home run as we started the show. How about that last night, man, huh?
He single-handedly beat the Red Sox. He had three home runs, five RBIs. They only scored three runs, and the Guardians explode for 10.
How about that? 10 runs, 15 hits, and Brian, roll them out, baby. Let's hear them.
Three times, home run pitch.
Swung and hammered, deep to left field. Forget about it. On to the home run porch. He smokes a line drive home run to the porch and left. And that baby got out of here in a heartbeat. A swing and a drive. High, deep to left center. Away, back and gone. And it's 3-0 Cleveland. And it's 3-0 Jose Ramirez. Well, pitch to Jose at your own risk. Swung on, hit high, hit deep to right, away, back, gone again. Jose Ramirez with a majestic blast to the seats in right. And the first three-homer game in Jose Ramirez's career. And it's Cleveland 4, Boston 2.
Knocked the Red Sox out of first place. Oh, wait a minute. Knocked the Red Sox back under 500. They're 31-32, which would put them in first place if they were in our division with the Twins.
But they're in last place in their division, and that's all that matters. And Jose Ramirez going off last night. How about this, JT? You heard Tom Hamilton mention first three home run game of his career, right? 21st multi-home run game of his career. 10th time he's had five RBIs or more in a game, and now he is 9th on the Indians' all-time home run list, surpassing our guy, Pronk, Travis Hafner, who moves back to the 10th spot with 200 home runs. Hosey now with 201 career home runs.
He wasn't the only one, though. Will Brennan goes yard, almost went yard twice, and the Guardians had four dingers last night.
How about this, too, with Will Brennan? Remember when we chatted with Zach Mizel at the ballpark against the White Sox when we did our show there? Mm-hmm. He said, well, maybe this will get Will Brennan jump-started after he killed the bird on that base hit, right? Here's a stat from last night that was courtesy of Zach Mizel. Will Brennan batting over 400 since the incident, as he called it, and Josh Naylor in his last eight games hitting .552. So the bats are finally starting to heat up, right?
Well, you consider the fact that you won two games in a row now. You took two out of three from Boston. No matter what their record is, that's a team you seldomly beat or own. Right. I don't care where you're playing them. You split two games with the first place Twins before that. Your last 10 games, Guardians 6-4. You'll take it going into a series against the Houston Astros, or you like to call them the Cheaters. They're in town tonight. So if the bats are starting to warm up, you're going to need them tonight.
Yes, absolutely. You need them tonight. You need this to continue. And Logan Allen's on the bump tonight. And you were telling me who's ever going for the Astros is off to a fantastic start.
Christian Javier, 7-1 with a .284 ERA.
All right. So with Logan Allen pitching well, Javier pitching well, might want to bet the under on this one tonight if you're wagering on the game.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah, if that's something that's up your alley, you might want to consider that.
Here's another reason why, too. Logan Allen's 3-2, probably a couple of tough luck losses there due to the fact that we weren't scoring any runs. His ERA is 2.76.
So it's lower than Javier's. Wow. Okay, yeah, so the Guardians.
The under's looking pretty good, kid.
Yeah, it is. I might, you know, we had commercial break yet. I need to get my phone and my apps out.
Unless wait. Jose Ramirez gets you another five RBIs.
Well, the Astros will pitch around him. When you see a guy go, you know, deep,
right?
How about this, too? He didn't just have three home runs. He hit him in three consecutive at-bats from both sides of the plate.
Hard to pitch around a guy when the team explodes for 15 hits.
Yeah, I'll take my chances. Yeah. Hey, Josh Bell hit a home run. I dare you. I don't know if you can.
Right.
So, but great to see Jose break out of it. Hopefully that'll get him jump started. And as he goes, so goes the team. The bullpen did its job, didn't allow them to, you know, come back in the game at any point, really.
Right.
After they, you know, got to five runs. And you told me magic number is four.
Right.
Get the four runs, and the Guardians have a good chance of winning a game.
Were you upset at all? Did you watch when they put in Corey Kluber? And they brought him in, and I think he's upset about the fact that, Alex Cora is their manager. And yeah. Kluber now with the Red Sox, they put him in the bullpen.
Okay.
Man, they left him out to dry, man. It was tough to watch. Kluber was tagged for 7 runs and 11 hits in 3 1/3 innings. And, Kenny, I think he had like 70 pitches. It was hard to watch. I was actually a little bit upset with Boston due to the fact that they hung him out to dry like that. I mean, is that fair to bring back a 2-time Cy Young winner that, let's face it, the fans still probably have a lot of affection for, and they just hung him out to dry? It was like BP, man. It was hard to watch.
What that is called in baseball terms, JT, is taking one for the team, right? You're getting bludgeoned to death. You want to save your bullpen for the next day. So you go to this guy and you say, hey, Corey, we need 3 innings out of you no matter what happens. So we're going to leave you out there. And he's not good enough to start for them anymore, right? So, you know, he's in a different role.
Yeah.
And let me see. He's pitched in 12 games now for the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. He started 9. He's 1-3 with an earned run average of 7. So that is probably the role he's going to be in for a while.
Normally, I'd agree with you in that situation because we know it was a bullpen game, but it seems as though there's a little bit of bad blood because they moved him to the bullpen. And I would not be shocked if they don't release him anytime soon. Unless, of course, they just have no other arms. And that might be the case, too. I mean, you're looking at a team that obviously they were at 500. They were playing pretty decently, I guess you could say. But for all intents and purposes, if they're out of it, what difference does it make?
37 years old now, Corey.
Yeah, that's
so it
tough.
Might be time. Might be time
okay.
for him.
Do it somewhere else. Don't do it where he was your ace.
No,
I'm saying as an Indian fan, it was tough to watch. You're going to hang a guy out like to dry out like that. They're playing in New York tonight. They'll probably get trounced again, too. Do it there. Don't do it to the fans in Cleveland.
I want guys that suck pitching to our team because we can't hit, man. I don't care if they played here or not, man.
Just tough
I want to bludgeon them all to death, whether it's
Kluber
or not.
I felt bad for him. I did.
JT, I think he's making $8 million this year.
I don't feel so
stink.
Bad anymore.
There you go. Thank you.
But they are 14 games out of first place, so for all intents and purposes, it may be over if you're a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Kluber right now, his last 3 years, JT, when he was with the Yankees in 2021, the earned run average was .383. Last year with Tampa Bay, .434. This year, .713. He's trending in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So,
hey,
he had his run, won a couple of Cy's, right? Made some decent money, got to pitch in Game 7 of the World Series.
Yeah.
And ever since then, it hasn't gone well for him.
Well, I guess I shouldn't feel too bad for him. If it weren't for Corey Kluber, you wouldn't have Class A as your closer.
True. There you go. And they think about that trade, man. You gave up Corey Kluber, who was starting to, you know, the wear and tear was showing, and you got the guy who leads Major League Baseball in saves right now, Emmanuel Class A, for next to nothing and on a cheap contract now at $5 million a year. So that was a good front office move by the then Indians, now Guardians.
I guess if he would have came in and dominated us, I wouldn't feel the same way. Kind of like when we watched Francisco Lindor go up against his former team, right?
There you go.
But he had the better of us.
He did. He hit a home run the one game to win it, single, walk-off to win it the other. Hey, how about this? Speaking of Lindor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I told you yesterday I had a 3-leg parlay, okay? And I did 2 baseball games and 1 hockey game. So I'm watching the hockey. That's what I watched last night. I watched the Panthers and the Knights in Miami, Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Las Vegas was up 2-0. And they're leading 2-1 and dominating the third period, right? Leading the whole third period. And I'm thinking, great, I'm off to a good start. And then I go and check the Braves-Mets score because that was one of the Major League Baseball games I bet on. It's like 7-2 Mets. And I'm like, son of a biscuit. The Mets are going to screw my parlay. So as the game's going on, I keep checking back and forth, and the Angels game that I bet on was a late game, so I didn't even look at that. All of a sudden, it's 7-4. Then it's 8-4. Then it's 8-7. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, my goodness, I'm going to win with the Vegas Knights holding on for a 2-1 win, and the Braves are going to come back and win this thing. Sure enough, the Braves come back and beat the Mets in extra innings. I'm joyous and celebrating. Freaking, I had to clean it up. Knights of Vegas, with 2 minutes to go, they give up a game-tying goal, and then they lose in overtime. The Angels win late last night. I lose my parlay because the god-darn Vegas Knights couldn't hold a 2-1 lead with 2 minutes to go.
That's what you get for betting on hockey.
Jeez. I am learning the pain that gamblers feel on a regular basis with wagering on
hockey's
some of these.
Hockey's got to be tougher than anything else. I've never wagered on a hockey game in my lifetime, but I can tell you this. You have the right side in the baseball game, and you continue to take the streak. The Mets have lost six in a row. I don't know who they play tonight or if they even play, but if they do, you go against them.
Absolutely. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Bet against the streak. Till the streak ends, continue to ride that streak. So I have to look. Maybe I will take the under on the Guardians and whoever the Mets are playing tonight on the money line.
If you know what happened in the Mets game last night, don't say anything. Oh, they really blew it last night, didn't they?
Jerry?
Oh,
no. Oh,
wait a minute. They're at the Pirates tonight. Pirates are favored.
Are they really? The Buccos.
Yep.
So go Buccos tonight on the money line and take the under in the Guardians game against the Houston Astros as two studs are throwing, at least on the
Pirates are in second place in the Central. They're 32-29. Let's see if we can find out what their home record is. I don't know. But the Mets seemingly are 30-33 right now, if this is correct. So they're about the same place right there. Do you feel comfortable with the home team?
No.
Okay.
The Pirates,
story.
Remember,
the
streak
ends.
Off great. Yeah, they started off great, and they've maintained, you know, a record above 500, but, you know, they've come back to earth a little bit. And the Mets, as you've pointed out numerous times on this show, all that money they're spending, the Mets need to, you know, get it rolling. So that one scares me a little bit. Although the Mets are 15-21 on the road.
Right.
And the Buccos are above 500 at home. So I'll have to do some more research on the pitchers for that game tonight to see which way I'm going to lean.
We'll get a break in right here. At bottom of the hour, we'll have Jensen Lewis will join us, studio analyst with Bally Sports. But when we come back, we'll get an early break in right now. We're going to have some people in studio that were here a year ago, and we're going to tell you what it's all about. We're raising money for Little Pink Ribbon Girl. It's a fundraising event. It'll happen tomorrow. We'll tell you all about it. CJ and Cree, the McAfees, are here. They'll join us next right here on the Kenny and JT Show.